A visit by Ambassador Paul Bremer to Capitol Hill yesterday was upstaged by the reported deaths of Saddam Hussein's two sons. The Pentagon's top civilian authority in Iraq met with lawmakers in private and gave what was, by all accounts, a positive assessment of reconstruction efforts in Iraq. With the deaths of Uday and Qusay Hussein, Bremer says he expects even greater cooperation from Iraqis in locating Saddam Hussein. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Shortly after Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez announced in Baghdad that Saddam Hussein's sons had been killed by U.S. troops, Paul Bremer emerged from a private meeting with lawmakers. He noted there had been celebratory gunfire in Baghdad and proclaimed it a really great day for the Iraqi people. And while Bremer warned there could be attacks in retaliation for those deaths, he said he was encouraged that the son's demise was the result of a tip from an Iraqi.
We've seen an increase in informants coming forward to our military, to our intelligence people, and to our police in the last 3 weeks. This is an obvious example of a culmination of that. I would hope this will encourage other Iraqis to come forward now. And I've said all along, it's only a matter of time before we find Saddam Hussein, and I hope that day is a day earlier now.
Porter Goss, who's the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee, stood alongside Bremer after the briefing. He declared, "We can almost say now that the tide is about turned.
We will get the rest of them. And we will get not only Saddam, we will get the people who are causing the mischief now, which Ambassador Bremer has gone to great length to explain to us, are not necessarily the former ministers and all the people on the playing cards. They are the middle-level mischief makers who actually have the capacity to make the bombs and throw them."
But Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska was less optimistic about the two sons' deaths marking a turning point in Iraq.
"I don't think this means that the guerrilla war is over. The forces that are arrayed against the United States are wider and more complicated than just the former Saddam Hussein forces."
Like Hagel, Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed is a Vietnam veteran who recently visited Iraq. Reed said he doubted that even capturing or killing Saddam Hussein would stop the attacks on U.S. troops.
"There's a core of perhaps thousands of disenchanted and diehard Baathists who have no place to go. They're desperate, they have weapons, they have money, and with or without the survival of Saddam himself or his sons, they're likely to continue to cause us serious problems."
Meanwhile, questioning of the Bush administration's Iraq policy continues, with lawmakers pressing for answers about what appears to have been faulty intelligence on Iraq. CIA Director George Tenet is to appear today before a private session of the House Intelligence Committee. David Wellner, NPR News.